Think about it. I mean, we're all quick to rejoice and praise Jesus when our lives are comfortable and pleasant. But when times get really hard, many of us are more likely to complain and groan, grumble, and murmur to the Lord than to rejoice in Him.
Welcome to Your Place of Grace with Evangelist Anthony Sluzes. We're taking the message of salvation, Holy Spirit renewal, and healing through the finished work of Christ to the world by every available means. If you'd like more information about Your Place of Grace Ministries and our resources, visit yourplaceofgrace.com.
Hello there, my friend. This is Anthony Sluzes, and I welcome you to Your Place of Grace. If you haven't listened before, I welcome you. If you are a regular listener, welcome back. I am an evangelist, pastor, teacher, and author with the Assemblies of God USA. And it's such a pleasure to be able to do this and to share the Word of God with you on a weekly basis. And I never take it for granted. I pray for you guys weekly and that you will be blessed by what we have to share with you. Today we conclude our series entitled, It Takes Guts. What does that mean? Well, it takes guts to keep on going, even when we're tempted to give up or walk away, when situations become difficult or even painful. But believers are called to follow the example of our Lord Jesus Christ. We are called to follow His example of endurance through hardship. Giving up does not fit who we are in Christ. Even in spite of mistreatment, rejection, conflict, discouragement, loneliness, and seemingly insurmountable problems, our Lord wants us to choose to persevere, to keep on keeping on, until He redirects us. The Apostle Paul is a wonderful example of a man who refused to give up. Even at the end of his life, he was still doing what God called him to do. While in a Roman prison, this great apostle wrote a letter to a young pastor named Timothy, challenging him to follow his example and keep on preaching the word, even when the people would eventually refuse to listen. I admire Paul greatly. The apostle Paul had the courage, the guts, to keep on going despite all the troubles that he faced throughout his lifetime. Paul demonstrated such courage to persevere because he had an awareness that God was with him. In 2 Corinthians 11, verses 22 through 28, Paul described some of the persecutions, hardships, and pressures that he endured, such as imprisonments, beatings, shipwreck, various dangers, hunger, thirst, sleepless nights, and exposure to the elements. And yet through them all, he knew that Jesus was with him. Oh, it's easy to believe God is with us when everything's fine. But when times get tough, you and I must cling to this truth so we won't become discouraged and quit. Too often, many people just throw up their hands and quit right before the Lord opens up an opportunity, gives a victory, or changes a situation. People quit too soon. Because Paul depended on the power of Almighty God, he could say, I can do all things through Him who strengthens me. That's Philippians 4:13. And today, that same divine heavenly energy is within every believer through the presence of the Holy Spirit. This means we each have within us the strength to do the will of God. Now, in the natural, we may not feel it, but it's there. However, having God's power does not exempt us from trouble. Mm-mm. The only way we'll have the courage to be strong and carry on is to be in the Word of God on a regular basis. That is our spiritual food and drink. And if we'll pray to be strengthened with His power and put on the full armor of God and believe that God causes all things to work together for our good, then we can face whatever is ahead. Hallelujah. There is an assurance of being in God's will. Knowing that he was accomplishing what the Lord had called him to do gave Paul the determination to just keep on going, despite persecution and many hardships. God had sent Paul to preach the gospel and reach the Gentiles with the message of salvation in Jesus. And he was determined to fight the good fight of faith, to finish his course, and to keep the faith. If you and I are going to persist through hard times of doing God's will, we must trust that He will guide us every step of the way, even in a Roman jail. That could not steal Paul's joy. He was fulfilling God's purposes, and he could rejoice, even in a jail cell. And jails were a lot harder, believe it or not, then than they are today. In fact, Paul described how his circumstances had turned out for the greater progress of the gospel, because the entire Praetorian Guard there had heard about Christ through Paul. Hallelujah. Think about it. I mean, we're all quick to rejoice and praise Jesus when our lives are comfortable and pleasant. But when times get really hard, many of us are more likely to complain and groan, grumble, and murmur to the Lord than to rejoice in Him. We tend to forget that He's promised to walk with us and work it all out for our good if we'll respond with praise and trust, and if we'll continue to love Him. The Apostle Paul was an awesome student of God's Word. There's an example for you and me. See, what he learned not only fills much of our New Testament, but it also filled his heart. That's why Paul could respond to trials with joy and keep on going. Each situation was a chance to learn valuable spiritual lessons and to grow in maturity for Paul. So, loved one, when we don't understand the Lord's purposes and trust that He's working for our good, we won't see the value of going through hard times. But the real question is this: are things going God's way, but we're simply out of His will? He may be using that tough situation to draw you closer to Himself and to apply His truth to your life. The Apostle Paul traveled throughout the Roman Empire, telling people about Jesus and founding churches in various cities. But sometimes, false teachers led those churches astray after Paul had left. So, he could have become very discouraged and walked away from his ministry. But he did not. Instead, Paul wrote letters of correction and encouragement to the churches. Because he was faithful in fulfilling his calling, the gospel traveled throughout the Roman Empire, and it's still being proclaimed around the world right now. Hallelujah. We should never, ever give up walking with Christ, even through difficult times, because there is more to life than our current circumstances. Paul knew that he had a crown of righteousness awaiting him in heaven. Our Heavenly Father has promised to reward each of us, His children, for our faithfulness. He rewards us for raising godly children, for loving our spouses, sharing our faith, being diligent in our work, or standing up for the truth in a hostile nation and in a hostile world. The Apostle Paul had the vision of the cross always before him. Paul's only boast was in the cross of Christ because he knew it was the reason he could survive and keep going. When Jesus willingly sacrificed himself on our behalf, he set the example, the ultimate example, of perseverance. Just as our Lord endured the cross for our salvation, so we are to persist through hardship and persecution in order to receive His promised reward. Our Lord never overlooks our obedience, devotion, or endurance. And loved one, as we close this podcast out today, let me say this. If we truly love Jesus, our loyalty will not be reserved only for the good times, but we'll remain faithful and obedient even when we experience intense pain and suffering. When Paul was in prison, he described his devotion most beautifully with these words from Philippians 1:21. He wrote this. He said, "For to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain." Oh, dear one, isn't that what we truly want in life? To live fully for the Lord so others can see His life displayed in us? So what is a recent hardship that maybe you or a loved one has endured? What are you going through now that may be tempting you to question your faith? If you're going through hard times right now, and if you don't know Jesus Christ, you need to come to the cross right now. Everything else you've tried has failed. Everything else that you've tried and attempted outside of God, outside of Jesus, has floundered and failed miserably. Open your heart to Him today. Somebody might say, "Tony, you don't know what I've done, man. I've really blown it completely." Well, dear one, I'll say this again. I've said it many times over the years. When you have blown it, when you have alienated people, and you feel there's no way back, your sin is just too grievous, your sins are just too bad, and you're too far gone. Listen to me. When you have blown it, don't run from Jesus. Run to Him. This is your day, dear one. This may be your hour of decision. So come with me right now as we go to Christ, as we run to the foot of the cross, and cry out to Him. Pray this with me, and pray it with all your heart. Dear God in heaven, yes, pray with me. Dear God in heaven, I come to you in the name of Jesus Christ. I ask you to please forgive me for the way I have lived and for the sinful things I have done. Cleanse me with your precious blood from all my sin and unrighteousness. I'm sorry for it, Lord. Wash me. Cleanse me. And with my mouth, I confess the Lord Jesus Christ. In my heart, I believe that God raised Jesus from the dead on the third day, and he is alive. This very moment, I accept Jesus Christ as the Savior of my soul, and I make him the Lord of my life. And according to God's word, which cannot lie, I am washed. I'm cleansed, forgiven. I am healed. And thank God, I am reborn. And Jesus, I will live for you and serve you all the days of my life. And I thank you, my God and my Savior. In Jesus' wonderful name I pray, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Oh, my friend, welcome to the family of God. If you've prayed that prayer with me, contact me through my website, yourplaceofgrace.com. Write me a short email. Hit that contact tab, write to me and say, Tony, I prayed that prayer with you and my life will never be the same. Jesus is my Savior and Lord. If you'll do that, I'm going to rejoice with you. I will reply and send you a word of encouragement. And also, I will send you a free resource through the mail, postage paid, to help you get started in this walk with Christ. Welcome to the family of God, dear friend. Hallelujah. Now, go to church next weekend. Ask God to help you find just the right church for you, where the Bible is preached faithfully and where the people there love God and love each other. Get involved. Get plugged into a great local church. God will lead you there if you'll ask him. Thank you for listening. Praise God. And until we meet again, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you. May the Lord be gracious unto you, and may he always have a smiling countenance toward you. And may God grant you peace, protection, prosperity, joy unspeakable and full of glory. May he give you laughter and unconditional love within your marriage, family, home, relationships. And may God grant you great favor everywhere you step foot, all the days of your long, long life. In Jesus' wonderful name, amen and amen.
Thank you so much for listening to Your Place of Grace with Anthony Sluzes. We trust the podcast was a blessing to you. If you'd like more information about our ministry, resources, testimonials, and to schedule Anthony to speak at your event, go to yourplaceofgrace.com.